Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 143 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com. The ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Well, welcome to another segment of Match Points, where we answer questions from our listeners. This is Match Points segment number 16. If you'd like to send us a question, email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis, or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Lisa from Houston, Texas writes, I'm a former Division II college player now in my late 30s. I stopped playing for a few years to start a family. A few months ago, I picked up my rackets again and have been playing 3 times per week with other advanced level and high intermediate players. I think I've knocked off all the rust from my game by now, but I'm finding it challenging to get quickly settled into a match, particularly against players who like to hit hard and go for the lines. There are very few long rallies still either hit a winner or an unforced error. Everyone seems to hit harder than I remember. I can return those hard shots without much problem. I just can't seem to get into rhythm as I'm always scrambling to retrieve shots or simply picking up balls to start the next point. Do you have any suggestions? Hey Lisa, thanks for your question. You know, I'm sure we can all relate to the challenge of finding rhythm against those opponents who play a pedal-to-the-metal, go-for-broke style of game. These type of players do not look to engage in long rallies. They are aggressively looking to end the point on their racket on their terms, which can make it challenging for their opponents to find their rhythm. Now, there are a couple of basic things you can do to try to find your rhythm and get yourself quickly settled when you're up against these type of players. The first is, you guessed it, mindset. If you know before heading into your match that your opponent is a feast or famine type of player, then take the necessary time before the match to get yourself mentally prepared to play this type of match where the longest rallies may last only 3 or 4 shots. You know, I know it's probably a statement of the obvious, but it's fairly common at the club and recreational level for players to go into a match focused on the wrong aspects, even when it's against a familiar opponent. You know, and the other basic thing you can do is to simply focus on executing the shot that is in front of you. Stay in the moment and don't get ahead of yourself. Look, there's no sense worrying about hitting a second, third, or fourth shot in the rally if you can't make that first one. So give that a try, Lisa, and please circle back in a few weeks and let us know how it works out. Kelly from Columbus, Ohio writes, I'm a 4.0 level player in my late 30s. I'm on the courts 4 to 5 times a week and also play a lot of club tournaments. I have a very solid all-court game, including what I think is a pretty good topspin forehand. I've beaten all the players in my club except for this one player who is a few years older than me. So far, I've lost all 4 of my matches to her. She's not super quick, but covers the court well. She doesn't hit with much power, but slices everything with underspin or sidespin. Rarely does she hit any shots flat or with topspin. How should I play her? Hey Kelly, thanks for your question. You know, without knowing more details about your game, I'll answer your question this way. The player you've described sounds like a classic slicer. I mean, generally, when you are playing a slicer, there are several things to keep in mind. Slicers typically do not hit with much power, so take some comfort in knowing that they likely cannot overpower you. Slice shots also tend to stay pretty low and check up a little on the bounce because of the underspin imparted on the ball. So a good rule of thumb when playing against a slicer is to play from right on top of or even slightly inside the baseline. Essentially, be prepared to move forward to hit the ball. And if you're comfortable coming to net and volleying, consider that slicers typically do not have great passing shots, as the sliced passing shots are not fast or penetrating and thus give you the opportunity to aggressively close on your volleys. And one more thing to think about when playing a slicer is that they typically prefer to return balls that are low and struck with pace. That low, hard ball is actually a very easy shot to slice. Therefore, an effective ploy, especially if you can hit with topspin as you've mentioned, would be to hit balls that kick up high to the chest and shoulder level on the backhand side. that high bouncing kicker is a much tougher shot for most recreational players to slice. You'll likely get a weak, floaty type of slice return from them, which you can then attack. Hope that helps, Kelly. Mimi from Orange, California writes, I'm sorry for the way this may come across. What is the secret to playing well against opponents who have ugly strokes or mechanics? Hey, Mimi, thanks for your question. Look, no apology necessary. Playing against players who have unorthodox form can be frustrating and throw you off your game. Now, I talked about this in podcast episode number 51. What I encourage players to do in this situation is to take the simple approach of just worrying about yourself, or as I like to say, be self-centered. And by self-centered, I mean focus on your game, your strengths, and on those aspects that you can control. So what if your opponent always seems to be late on the ball yet somehow manages to hit the ball cross court with pace? Or if their stroke mechanics feature excessive arm flailing and other awkward-looking movements? That said, I'm not suggesting you should be completely oblivious to what is going on the other side of the net. I mean, you've certainly got to go through your game processes to try to win the match. All I'm saying is, don't get caught up in your opponent's unorthodox form and stroke mechanics. Focus on you. Folks, thanks for your questions. Keep them coming. I look forward to hearing from you for future Match Point segments. As a reminder, if you'd like to send us a question, email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock_and_rally. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.